Hi, and welcome to Culture Unraveled.
In this episode, I'm particularly looking at the series Masaba Masaba, which has been number one on Netflix for quite a while now. The series follows the life of Masaba Gupta, daughter of actress Nina Gupta, and her relatively high-profile life. It is a scripted series where the lead characters play a partly fictionalized version of themselves. As a successful fashion designer and an elite socialite, Masaba's life revolves around art exhibitions, photo shoots, parties, award shows, movie shoots, and fashion shows. In one way, she seems to be living the life that many people dream of, to be in the spotlight and to enjoy the highs of being rich and famous. Even those who repudiate her and feel it's all completely shallow, in some ways secretly envy her life and desire her success. But despite all the pomp and glamour, the show over and over again focuses on one thing in the life of Masaba: discontentment. No matter where she goes and what she gains, Masaba is constantly shrouded in a cloud of sadness. She perpetually complains and constantly whines about her life. The problems with her mother, her creative block, the therapist who doesn't listen to her, the men who don't understand her, the boss who's constantly pressurizing her, and so on. Though living the life that millions dream of, Masaba struggles to be content. She is barely able to find even the slightest of satisfaction in and through the life that she lives. One of the biggest deceptions that the world throws at us is that we will ultimately be content when we get what we desire. When we finally reach the place we have always wanted to reach, then we will be happy. Whether it's the job we have wanted, or the position that we have strived for, or the wealth that we want to accumulate. Contentment seems to be tied to an unfulfilled desire somewhere in the distant future. And many people may run after it their whole lives and not realize that they will be as discontent as they were after they have reached. That when they wake up a few days later, they will find themselves disappointed and now have to chase after a new desire to find happiness. It is an endless cycle. Alexander Solzhenitsyn, in his book The Gulag Archipelago, writes about one of the worst times in the Soviet Union under the rule of Stalin. The gulags were labor camps maintained by the regime, and the inmates were forced to work in the mines in the worst of human conditions. But it is here that Solzhenitsyn encounters people who were content and whose spirit could not be broken, even though they were forced to work in the mines for more than 14 hours a day. It is then that he understood that their contentment came not from their physical environment, but from a source beyond, from God. And no matter what happened in their lives, that contentment could not be shaken. In the Genesis account, the Bible points to the fact that the perpetual human dissatisfaction is a result of a severed relationship with God. Man cutting the Creator out of the picture and trying to find ultimate satisfaction within the created order. It is a futile endeavor, though, because human quest for absolute contentment is ultimately a quest for God Himself. It can only be found in Him. At the end of John 17, Jesus Christ says, "O righteous Father, although the world has not known you, yet I have known you, and these have known that you have sent me. And I have made your name known to them, and will make it known, so that the love which you have loved me may be in them, and I in them." Christ's claim is that in and through Him, we can live in a right relationship with God. That we can find satisfaction not in some distant future, but in the present, with God, no matter what the circumstances. Even in the show, we see Masaba realizing this futility of her dazzling life, and she pushes to mend her relationships. Her relationship with her mother, her relationship with her friend Gia, her relationship with her boss. And in these instances, you see in the series that she is able to find a flicker of genuine happiness. All these different relationships echo in some way to the satisfaction which is found in the greatest relationship of all, the relationship between us and God.